Hello, everybody. This is Robin Harris. I am a revolutionary, an activist, and a political candidate. And I am speaking out today about the Botham John situation. Mr. Botham, he was the gentleman who was recently murdered by the white cop in Dallas, Texas. Amber Geiger is, I believe, is how you say her name. She is the officer who allegedly didn't know where the hell she was and went to the wrong door. And there is a lot of confusion about how she got in or if the door was open or unlocked. But either way, she shot and killed him because she supposedly was in fear of her life because she thought that he was an intruder in her home. So here we are a week out. His funeral was on this past Thursday. And of course, there's a lot of controversy. There's a lot of hype around this. There's a lot of emotion and a lot of feeling, and rightfully so. And so I kind of want to look at, talk about some things that just really has pissed me off. There's no better way for me to say it. And so, as you know, the day of the funeral, I kind of want to start there. There's a lot of places to start, but I kind of want to start there. The day of his funeral, there was a search warrant to search his home, his apartment, his dwelling, his private place. Now, she was the murderer. She shot him. Supposedly accidentally, she shot him, but in order to vilify so that she could be uplifted, there was a warrant the day of his funeral, the day that his family had to let go, the day that his family had to say goodbye and acknowledge the fact that they would never, ever see him again on this side. There was this freaking warrant sent to search his home, but she's the murderer. And so just kind of I want to read some things here. This search warrant revealed what Dallas police investigators took from Botham John's apartment the night he was shot and killed by off-duty Dallas police officer Amber Geiger when she allegedly, and they didn't say this, but I'm saying it, mistook his apartment for hers on September 6th. The warrant does not indicate who owned which items. This is very important. The list includes fired cartridge casings, a laptop, a black backpack with police equipment and paperwork, a little more than 10 grams of marijuana, a metal marijuana grinder, two radio frequency ID keys, and two used packages of medical aid. Now, first of all, it's pretty obvious that those items belong to her, which possibly could include the 10 grams of marijuana. But the media is kind of alluded to the fact that it's his. Hell, it could have been hers in her backpack dropped out. It could have been hers that she was using, or it could have been hers that maybe she got from another from a possible suspect or something. But it's been alluded that it belonged to him. Even if it did belong to him, who gives a damn? She shot him. Having 10 grams of marijuana in your home does not constitute you to be dead. So right now, Geiger is charged with manslaughter and out of jail on a $300,000 bond. But Dallas County District Attorney Faith Johnson is taking the case to a grand jury. Lee Merritt, who is the attorney, is representing the family and said the search warrant showed investigators were immediately looking for drug paraphernalia. Again, who gives a damn? In his words, Mr. Merritt said they immediately began looking to smear him. Hundreds of people filed to the service honoring the 26-year-old's life and legacy. Yeah, I'm not going to read that because we know that was heartbreaking and a lot of other things. But this case is very interesting. It gives more context to what we are, what we feel, and what we know as African people. That I believe that this is a type of genocide, a type of Black genocide. This is the type of genocide that Malcolm X talked about in the 60s. Malcolm X accused the U.S. government of engaging in genocide against Black people. He talked about long-term injustice, cruelty, and violence by whites against Black bodies. He said this. And you know, sometimes you want to try to hopefully not think about that, because one, the conversation could be construed as, oh, these are just conspiracy theories. It is not. What are we to think? And she could possibly get away with this because she's, even though she was off duty, she still seems like, it seems like there's still the narrative, the cop, you know, she, you know, I'm trying not to get too upset and to confuse the conversation, but let's go back to her confusing this apartment. And I've said this before. Okay. There was a time I can remember, either I was on the phone or I had a lot on my mind, and I lived in an apartment and it had three floors. And I can't remember now if I lived on the second one or the third one. Either way, I did find myself at the wrong door because it seemed like the same steps that I made. Well, you know, you go up certain steps and then you turn the left, or, you know, you turn right or whatever, and they get you the same place, but at a different, get you the same general layout, but a different level of the floor. But I immediately, when I got to that door, I immediately was like, oh my God, I recognized, because of the surroundings, the makeup of that, of that particular door was not like mine. And they had decorations on their door and by their window that I didn't have. I hauled ass getting out there because I didn't want to alarm them, or them to be alarmed to see me, a Black woman, at the door, and I was in the wrong place. So I got out immediately. And so an officer who is supposedly trained in knowing your surroundings and being very meticulous about what surrounds you, how she did not recognize that before it got to the point of killing someone, you have to really talk to me and let me know what's going on. Because other than that, I believe she knew what the hell she was doing. Even if it was a slight mistake, which I can't even give that to her. I believe she knew what she wanted to do. I believe she had some issues. She could have been, you know, tired and all of that, but I believe she had it out for him, because they say on the day of, she had made a music complaint. And it looks like from what, he's a singer, maybe he's been playing music, maybe he sings loud. I don't know, maybe he's a big guy, maybe since you live below him, maybe sometimes, I've lived in apartments where people live above you, and sometimes your walking sounds a lot louder than what it probably is, but it's enough to be annoyed. Maybe, we don't know, but we know that Botham is dead while she's giving bullshit reasons for shooting him. These things we do know. An unarmed, off-guard Black man is dead today, September 15th, that should either be with his family, at work, or preparing for church. But he is dead because of the negligence, the racist bullshit behavior here in the South by a white woman who was being exonerated. I say this is part of the plan for genocide, even if it's not planned out or executed the way that we think. It's still, because what happens is a setup, and she's going to be exonerated because of the fucking law enforcement Bill of Rights. Policemen investigate police, and I don't give a damn that the police chief is Black, because she's part of the bourgeois, looks like, and she's giving in to it. The media is buying them out. Genocide, I say. This is genocide. For Black people, genocide. Slavery was a form of genocide. The old Jim Crow and the new Jim Crow is genocide. Where most of our Black men, are in jail, or as we see now, as it is being played out, they are being slaughtered in daylight, and the police and the policemen are being used as a tool to commit genocide. So again, this goes back to why, as mothers, we're not so quick to get on the bandwagon of abortion, because Botham was ripped from his mother. She was ripped of her civil rights to be able to give birth, even though he was an adult male, but be able to see him have his own children, another type of genocide, because now he was given his rights were taken from him. If he wanted to have children, he cannot do so now. Genocide. Ripped from his mother and disabled from being able to himself to create life. Genocide. Eugenics. Systemic racism. Genocide. I am livid about this. Should Amber Geiger be walking around in daylight? Should her parents have police guards at their door because their daughter is a murderer? She killed a unarmed black man in his home, minding his own business. Should they be given these privileges and we not say anything about it? Should we just be okay with, oh, this was a mistake? Hell no. This is genocide. This was murder. Murder of another unarmed black man. Genocide. Tell me what you think. I'd like to know what you think.